Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Shantae with me, Jaleesa Shantae. Your girl is finally back in your ears after what feels like a lifetime. 3 weeks, folks. 3 long weeks stuck at home. Yes, I had the COVID. And it wasn't my first time, but most definitely my worst time. I ain't lying. I mean, I couldn't talk, couldn't eat. I saw like 5 different doctors. But despite it all, I'm still here, and thank God for that, for real. Of course, my son brought it home from school again. Of course. So let me just say this. If your child is sick, let them stay home. All that coughing and sneezing, just nasty. Nasty. Then my son bringing it home to me, and now I can't eat, thinking the good Lord about to take me to the upper room. Let them children stay at home, because I don't have the time. Like, ugh. I never want to feel like that ever again. COVID decided to crash at my place for an extended stay this time. I mean, I had symptoms I have never experienced. Never even knew they like were even associated with COVID. And for real, I'm still recovering, but I definitely, for real, feel so much better. I mean, I was so bad. I had to call the ambulance just to get them to take me to the emergency room. And let me tell you, man, one of those EMTs, she really just made me so hot. She just had such a nasty attitude. And I'm sitting here thinking like, girl, you up in my house. Like, what you talking about? But I had to keep my composure because I was just so sick and I just really needed to get to the emergency room. But she really, really got on my last nerve. I'm like, your title says EMT, not MD. If you want to try to diagnose somebody, go ahead and get them credentials behind your name, sis. Like, don't try to diagnose me and tell me what's wrong. Like, you are not a doctor. You are an EMT. Now go ahead and take me to this daggone hospital. Because what the fuck? Like, it was just so annoying. But I didn't even have the strength to argue with nobody. Like, I was just over it. So what did I do? I filed a complaint. Sure enough, did. Indeed, I did. I went ahead and filed that complaint. I'm really not the type to, like, argue with nobody. I got too much to lose up out here. So I'm just finna file a complaint. Call corporate, call somebody. Because, I mean, what I look like arguing over something that can be handled so easily? I'm not doing that. Sometimes people just want you to argue. They just want you to pop off so something can happen. Like, it'd be so unnecessary. So me, I'm finna call your boss, your boss's boss, whoever, because I do not have the time. Like, you know, when I be seeing those videos, like, people arguing with folks when they go to, like, fast food restaurants, it be McDonald's, Wendy's, and they, like, be going crazy at the workers over, like, $2.55. Like, I really be wondering, do they really think it's that serious, like, in their mind? Is that $2.55, like, is it really worth it to them? And I understand, like, feeling disrespected, of course. But it's really other ways to go about things. You don't really have to do all of that. It is so unnecessary. They be ready to risk it all over some barbecue sauce. Just crazy. But I really feel like the pandemic and everybody just sitting at home for such a long period of time, a lot of people lost their minds for real. The whole sitting at home, being inside, being away from people, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people never really got back from that, and they just out here losing it. They losing it. Just wild. But while I was in quarantine at home with COVID, I really, like, started reading books again. I used to be, like, a real avid reader when I was, like, in school and stuff, but I kind of got out of that, but I'm trying to get my son to read more. So I was like, he has to see me reading if I want to get him to read more. So while I was sick, you know, I ordered some books and I got some, like, that's really about, like, the human brain. I want to understand, like, what makes people act the way they do, like, what makes them think the way they do. And, you know, I feel like a good part of it is from childhood trauma, but I want to understand, like, the science behind it. I just want to know more about it. Like, look at me showing my little nerdy self. But for real, though, I want to understand the reason why people make the choices that they make in this crazy world. But, like, throughout this whole COVID ordeal, like, I've lost 13 pounds. And, of course, I wanted to lose weight, but damn, not like that. Hungry and dehydrated, that is not a good combo. I was, like, struggling for real. I mean, I couldn't even drink water. I just hurt so bad. I was just in so much pain. Like, I would not wish that on anybody. But for real, like, if you ever get COVID, please do yourself a favor. Hydrate like crazy, even if it feels impossible, because your body will thank you later. And I'm sure you don't want to get no IVs. Just too much. But it definitely felt impossible for me. But I'm so happy that I'm just over that part of my life. It was just a whole crazy ordeal. And I just pray that I never get COVID again, because it was just too much. And I was also having issues with dry skin, most likely from, you know, being dehydrated. But I would like to take this time to send a thank you to Oxygen Cuticles for my A-Cell 300 fluid. It really leaves my skin so smooth and I just love it. So I thank you guys so much for that. And you have certainly gained a customer, because I surely will be ordering some. For real, it's just amazing. Y'all go ahead and go get you some. And I got like the first jab. I don't want to call it by its name, because I be seeing people like they take their stuff down, their videos down, whatever. So I just, we're going to say the jab now. But when it first came out, I got the first one. I had to have it for work. Then I got the second one because I was like, shoot, I'm about to go on this trip. I want to go to the Bahamas. So I'm going to go ahead and get this shot this jab. I'm going to go ahead and get it because, like, I'm trying to go on this trip. But I tell you what, I got that second one. That thing threw me for a loop. Like, it just made me feel so wild. I was like, I'm not getting this again. But no lie, after these 3 long weeks, sign me up, baby, for real. I will take another one, because the way I was feeling, I don't want to feel like that ever again. It's just so crazy. Like, just having COVID is just so much. Like, I'm originally from the country, so we really didn't have things like Instacart and whatnot. So living in an area where they have stuff like that now, I went ahead and I signed up for it, not reading the fine print, because I'm sick as a dog. I'm just like, go ahead, let me go ahead, get this food for my son. I mean, he was sick too, but he could still eat, and my boy needed some food. So I went ahead, signed up. I used it one time, and then like I get an email. It's like $99 talking about some thank you for signing up for our 1 year long membership. I'm like, what the fuck you mean? A year membership? I don't want that. I don't want it. I just needed it one time because my son needed some food. So you know what I did? I already told y'all I'm finna call corporate, somebody hotline, hot desk, something, because I don't want that. I need to pick out my own fruits and vegetables. I don't want something somebody else to pick out and then the next day it's turning brown like right after I get them. Like, no, let me pick out my own things. It was very convenient, but I didn't want that for a whole year. Like, give my coins back. I'm not using that no more. And of course they did. Of course they did. Because one thing, I'm going to call somebody boss, because I'm not doing all this back and forth. Give my money back. But while I was sick, I did watch some shows when I wasn't sleeping, because a lot of times I was just tired and out of it. But I did watch some shows though on Netflix. And me personally, I like weird things, weird shows like sci-fi. I'm really into that. I told y'all I need good balance from watching Baddies East. It's a balance for me. But I was watching, Resident Alien. It's kind of like, to me, it's kind of like The Office. It's like dry humor, but it'd be funny to me for real. So I watched the whole thing. I watched it so quick. Like, I finished that. I thought it was a really good show. But then while I was sick, I realized that Zeus had put out Baddies Caribbean auditions, and they had put out Bad Versus Wild. So I guess they really do listen to the people, huh? Because everybody was saying how Zeus only puts like one show out at a time and the other platforms. I don't really watch like Now That's TV, but I know people were saying like they have multiple shows streaming at once. But I don't really know if I can just watch Baddies anymore. It was just so much. It was too much. Like, they was on there yelling. Everybody had a mic talking over each other. It was just too overwhelming. It was like a sensory overload. I couldn't even, like, concentrate. I need to find something else to watch, because that just was not for me. I mean, it's entertaining, yes, but that was just a lot. It was a lot to process. And then Bad Versus Wild, I watched the first two episodes. The first one, that was just a mess. Like, I was like, dang, y'all really put this out? Like, I would have tried to redo that, because that was just too much. And Jocelyn, like, she really had me weak, though. She's funny. She is definitely a character. But that was just a whole mess. Like, oh, I don't know if I could deal with this anymore. I need something else to watch. But honestly, I probably will kind of go back to not watching TV as much because it's starting to feel a little bit warmer outside. And you know what that means? I'm finna be outside all summer long. And when I say outside, I mean taking trips. I mean going to get me some good food, brunches, all that. All of that. I don't mean being up in the club every weekend, club hopping, all of that. I mean, sometimes it's okay, but I'd rather spend my money on a trip, baby. I'd rather spend my money on some good food. Like, you think about all that money you spend at the club. You get bottles, all this stuff. You could have put that money towards a trip. You better go enjoy your life while you can, for real. So, it's getting warm outside. That cold flu season is almost over. I'm ready to go back to the country, cook on the grill, get some crabs, all of that. I'm glad the warm weather is coming in. I think it's going to be a little cold again next week, but it probably won't be for too much longer. But I am just so grateful to be back here on Simply Shantae. And it's just so crazy. Like, I had did my first interview and then I got like sick as a dog. But everything happens for a reason. What that reason was, now I don't know. I don't know. But I definitely miss chatting on here. And most importantly, I really miss like this crazy, wonderful podcast journey that we are all on together. I appreciate and just thank you so much, everybody that continues to listen to me. But I just needed to rest, rejuvenate, and try to get myself together. Because like I literally could not talk. It would have been like Simply Shantae, like, hello, my name is Jaleesa, Simply Shantae. You wouldn't have been able to understand what I was saying. And it was just so painful. So I thank you all for bearing with me. And I want to send a special shout out to my mother, my mother, my mom. She was really holding it down while I was sick. Like, she was watching Jaden because I was just having a time. I was struggling. So thank you, mama. I appreciate it so much. But we have some fun and exciting things in the works for Simply Shantae in 2024. I'm still here. I just needed a brief intermission. So y'all bear with me. I'm trying to fully get back to myself. But I am just so happy and so excited just to be back. I just wanted to hop on here because I know it's been a minute. But stay tuned. Simply Shantae with me. Jaleesa Shantae is back. And I will see you all same time, same place next week. Bye.